Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Tiny Shutter Podcast. My name is Keith Tharp, and I am here with
Mark Sadowski
and Matt Hoffman.
Totally wrecked my intro. Hey, for those of you who listened to last week's episode, I'm blaming the bad sound on Google Plus, and it wasn't my fault.
Absolutely, and now that we have, I'm also blaming Google Plus for actually watching us watch you pick your nose. So,
when did I pick my nose?
Just a second ago.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn you, Google Plus.
So we are back. We have what I expect to be, two, this episode and one more episode, and then we're going to take a break for the holidays, you think?
I think so.
What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I think we'll take a couple weeks off for the holiday, freshen up a bit, and then come back at it. And so there's that, and I think next week we are going to do a sort of holiday special, maybe a little bit of remembering and maybe some tips for how to use your iPhone during the holidays and so forth. How's that sound?
And if you're real good, we'll play some Charlie Brown music.
Hey, ooh. I think the lens wipe, I mentioned that's my song, me and my wife's song.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I remember that.
All right. So let's get into today's news. And today's news starts with Ashton Kutcher gets jobs. What I mean by that is Ashton's actually getting the part of playing Steve Jobs in a small film that is going to be released at the Sundance Film Festival.
Now, is this going to... Which version of the film? Because there's two coming out. Which one is he going to be in?
You're asking me questions that I don't have any idea. All I got is I get a picture of Cooch sitting on a desk looking all Jobs-like. And
Looks pretty close. I got to give him that.
He does. Yeah, he doesn't look bad, yeah.
Surrounded by vintage Apple.
Looks like and one of those old Apple Think posters.
Yep. I wonder if he smells as bad as Jobs.
Smelled.
Oh, God, he was notorious for that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The autobiography was, it did not pull punches.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait. I should read that. So, anyway, Ashton's got the job of being Steve Jobs, and, the article I read didn't really get too much into anything other than release date for it or something like that. Debut in January of 27, so... and that's it. Just a little bit about the fact that he's been seen jobs like.
That's pretty cool. I'll watch it.
Yeah. So that was my one question: is it actually going to hit like the big screen, or is it just going to do this film festival?
Well, if it's going to hit the film festival, it might hit some art houses.
Yeah, from what I read, it'll probably hit screens, but I would imagine it's just going to be a major cities kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh. There are two versions coming out. One of them is going to be like the full Jobs biography, I think. And then the other one is going to be rather interesting. It's
more
going
like 2.5 men.
No. No. I said interesting. This will focus on three of the keynotes that Apple is putting out. And it's going to be done in real time. So it's going to be a movie about... I think it's going to have like the Apple, the release of the Apple, the release of one of the Macs, and the release of the iPhone, or something like that.
Cool.
It's going to be 20 minutes before the keynote goes live. It's a movie about that.
Neat.
Yeah, interesting.
Keith, I'll take you to Boston to see it.
Awesome, thanks.
No problem.
All right, let's move on to Instagram's big hole. I'm going to read the headline, and then I'm going to tell you that I really don't feel like it's that big of a deal, but any hole is a big hole, I guess. Instagram vulnerability on iPhone allows for account takeover. This is the report coming from PC World that mentions a gentleman named Carlos Rentalov, and he has developed an attack on Instagram that can render your account open for attack. And basically what it is if you are on the same Wi-Fi network with somebody, the local area network, your transmission can be intercepted because the particular little cookie that goes to your phone is being sent as a plain text rather than an encrypted message. And so that gets intercepted. And then if the person does it correctly, they can then log into your account, change your email and password, and then thereby obviously having free reign to your account. And then they can post pictures of omelets with meat if you're a vegetarian, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I see some serious issues. You know, can you imagine? Like, for me, I can imagine somebody hacking into my account. The very first thing they do is take pictures of their feet.
Yeah, the worst thing that could happen for me is, let's see, pictures of people or maybe cities.
Speaking of that, did you get any selfies this week?
Oh, I knew I had homework that I forgot about. Dang it. I did not.
The worst thing that would happen to me is I might actually win a dual pick contest.
So the article goes on to mention that Facebook knows about the vulnerability, but apparently it's not on the top of their priority list because it has not been repaired. So that is a thing, and links will obviously be in the show notes.
Hey, speaking of Instagram, did you guys change your accounts to private for the day to protest the spamming or whatever?
No, that's a good thing to bring up. I should have put that in the news. So no, I didn't. To be honest with you, well, here's the funny thing about that. Let me tell my little kind of funny story about that. I did have three people on my feed because so it was supposed to be. Was it today? Right? It was today.
Yeah.
So I had three people on my feed post pictures today, telling people not to post pictures. And to do a blackout on Instagram.
I had the same thing in my feed, definitely. And I also did not change my feed because, honestly, I don't know. I guess I'm just one of those pessimistic kind of people. I just don't really understand what difference that's going to make.
It doesn't make a difference at all. It's kind of like the whole, what do you call them? The Nigerian scammers? Those are specifically designed to weed out the non-believers and hook in the believers.
So I told you that.
It's been common knowledge, but you mentioned it in a previous episode.
It's common knowledge, I tell you.
Common knowledge for the common sense. But anyway, the way you fight them is to actually hassle them. So So when I see a spammer, I just go full force into him. You know, say some bad things about them. And then report them.
Oh.
So, there you go.
That sounds like a lot of effort.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need to be a little bit creative. And to be honest with you, I have to be in the mood to do it. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of
so you don't kill them with kindness?
No, I unfortunately can't kill them at all.
Kill me softly with
Can you believe that laws still protect them?
It's true.
Oh.
So.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
We at the Tiny Shutter do not advocate killing anybody.
No, not good.
Disclaimer.
On weekdays.
Not on weekdays, anyway.
And weekends. Come on, guys. We're live now.
Sorry.
I have completely lost my links, but it doesn't really matter because this is going to be Mark's baby. And the headline is, iPhone Anchor is real. The Will.i.am iPhone quote-unquote accessory did go live. We saw some videos of it, and Mark, you have more information about it, so why don't you go ahead and let you take over.
It's a load of crap. But let me go into detail. One of our listeners was able to post a video on our Facebook page, which both Matt and I quickly jumped at because I think you were at a Celtics game, is that right? Keith?
Me? I wish I was at a Celtics game.
Or you were watching the Celtics.
I was probably just watching it on the TV. Oh, yeah, that was the night that Rondo got booted.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And so Matt and I were basically watching this. Like, I made it through maybe halfway through before I'm like, oh, this is a load of crap. What happened is that they're releasing the iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S version, and they were talking about how this thing would revolutionize photography for the iPhone. But all this is a fancy $200, $300 case that functions as just as a case, and you can do lens attachments. So it absolutely uses the mechanics of the iPhone. And it's $300 for the first model, which is white and gold, très chic. And there's another one that's $400, and that has a QWERTY keyboard attached to it.
That is the gayest thing on the planet, can I tell
well,
you?
Well, I got to give...
it's, come on.
I have to commend Engadget, because this it was Engadget. Am I correct, Matt?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to commend Engadget anyway. If they didn't do the interview, I'm still commending them. But anyway, the interviewer was talking to the rep, and they were basically it wasn't Will I Am, because God knows he.
No,
he
I saw the guy. I saw a little bit of the video, and I
yeah
shut it off. I think.
And basically, the interviewer did have the common sense to ask, why bother buying this when I can get lens attachments for $20, $30? And basically, they had nothing to say. They're saying, "Oh, it's a fashion statement. This is
a
fashion
statement." There was the quote. I can't find the damn quote, but the stupid quote of like, "You have to look at it more as a fashion accessory."
Yeah.
Some such nonsense.
Which is total BS. But you could tell that the guy did not have an answer for that. He could not come back with a intelligent comment concerning the, you know, the obvious, why so expensive. And it looks, I mean, from the video, it looks like this thing is just a hunk of plastic. It does not look like good quality material.
Weak.
Weak. I put absolutely one on my Amazon wish list.
The iPhone 5 version is supposed to be coming out, and that, according to reports, is going to have this auxiliary 14-megapixel sensor crap that was originally
right.
Touted, right?
That's what they're reporting, and they said they were going to release specs sometime this month, but I'm not holding my breath for anything technical. I mean, if Sony or anybody else, I mean, think about it. They have to get a proper lens, a proper sensor, proper motherboard, and all that other stuff ready. And it doesn't seem like these guys are capable of doing this.
Let's do this. Let's use this as a healthy segue into today's feature.
Ah.
Today's feature would be, what are some good things you can put on your phone, Mark?
Well, the idea of making... The idea of making your phone into something that resembles a camera isn't anything new. But say you don't want to look like a D-bag. Say you don't want to spend $300, but you still want to make your iPhone look like a camera. Well, there is hope. And the folks at Gizmon, I'm holding it right here for the folks in the focus group, they make some outstanding iPhone cases that will, right now, they will fit on your iPhone 4, iPhone 4S. They don't have an iPhone 5 version for this yet. But they have cases that will make your iPhone look like a rangefinder camera. And I'm sporting the black military version, but they have like the standard version that, ooh, what do you got there, Keith?
Tell me that's a 60 or a 90-minute IPA.
Dude, we can't hear you at all. I think you're muted.
That's my open the beer mute. It's the 90.
Yeah, good stuff.
What brand?
Dogfish. It's Dogfish Head.
Oh, I didn't see it through
the little...
Well, I said it, but I had the puke button pushed, so.
Well done. So anyway, Gizmon makes a great series of lenses and iPhone cases. And they're made of plastic, but it's pretty sturdy. I don't recommend this as protection for your iPhone, but it is pretty cool. The buttons at the top. Everybody's watching Keith drink.
Sorry.
The buttons function as the buttons. The buttons. Oh. They will work. They are functional as the volume control, and it works as the shutter button for your camera apps. And that's pretty much it. It makes it look like a rangefinder. And oh, the other additional thing is where your lens is here. I don't know if anybody can see in the video.
Yeah, I can see that.
This will house any Gizmon lenses. So if you have a fisheye or the
so
circular filters, they will fit here and they will function.
Mark, have you tried actually using it as a rangefinder rather than looking at the screen on your phone?
No, because while this little button, this little window here does have a working quote-unquote viewfinder. I mean, it works, but it's not very practical. I mean,
sounds
I still
fun though.
It does, but you know what? The cool thing is that it will fool people into thinking that you have another kind of camera. They will not think of it as an iPhone. Like I've met
and
with.
So can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
How is that beneficial?
It's not, not at all. But you know what? I'm not paying $300 for this thing. This thing is only about, I think, $60 on Amazon.
Did it come with an app?
No, you don't need an
See,
app.
See, that's where Will I Am got you.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Did you try the app?
No, why would I try it? Are you kidding?
There you go. See, this will function perfectly with your regular camera apps. It works with Hipstamatic, Camera Plus, and that's all I really need. As long as you have an app that has the volume control as the shutter button, it's all good.
I think most of them have gone back to that, right? I mean, other than Camera Awesome.
I'm surprised Camera Awesome hasn't done that yet. But, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
But anyway, it's really cool. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And the cool thing is, while I don't recommend this as being any kind of protection for your iPhone, it does get you into the habit of treating your iPhone as though it were a camera. And when I hold any point-and-shoot or my DSLRs, I tend to hold them very carefully. So it kind of gets you into the mindset of holding it very carefully. And if you're still doubtful, it comes with the rings for the camera straps, and you can put it around your neck and have that as a safety feature. So it's kind of cool.
Cool.
So it still doubles as bling.
It still doubles as bling, but again, it's practical. No, it's cool bling. You can rest easy that you didn't pay an arm and a leg for it. Just a fingernail.
Nice.
Nice. And again, this will work with the Gizmon lenses. The Gizmon lenses are really, really good. I think I put them the same par as the... nice sporting there. What kind of hat is that, Keith?
this right here is a hat from Aviator Art or Aviation Art. Thank you very much, Arties. If you all haven't headed over to plainpieces.com or aviationart.com, it's where I got my iPhone 5 piston dock, and this is an Aviation Art hat.
Very cool.
Sweet.
How much did that go for?
It came with my piston.
Really? Oh, that's awesome, dude. That beats my red hat. And not an actual color red hat, but the company red that makes the red cameras?
Yes, it does.
It beats
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. Close.
No, it looks cooler than my red hat.
Oh, yeah, well, that's easy. So, thank you very much, Mark. Sorry I hacked in on you so many times, but...
That's okay. Well, two more seconds.
Nice, light, and happy... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just went and did it again.
The lenses for the Gizmon case, they're extremely affordable. They're all ranging in the $20 range, $23 range on Amazon. They're very good quality. I put it at the same par as the Olaclip lens. So you got good quality. And you mix it in with the case. You're awesome. You're ready to do some proper photography.
Slick. So, Mark, I heard Gizmon has some stuff for the iPhone 5. Is that true?
Yes, it does. And And I still keep forgetting to give you this to test, since you're the one with an iPhone 5. But they do have an iPhone 5 case, and this one looks like it will be proper protection for your phone. It's kind of a rubber slip-on that you put around your iPhone, and it looks like a camera.
Safety first.
I guarantee you, your phone will not get pregnant.
Perfect. Or make any other Androids pregnant.
Well, why would they touch them?
All right, let's move on. Before we get to our post pick of the week, I want to mention that I just went over to tinyshutter.com to check on this, because last week I called it a support tab, and I said to myself, I was driving down the road and I was listening to our podcast, and I'm like, why the hell would I name it a support tab? Because then people would think, oh, I'm having a problem with the show, I should click here and get support. That's not what it is. It is actually called Sponsor the Show. Yeah, right. it's actually called Sponsor the Show, and what you can do is head over there, and you can opt into sponsoring a show and getting your name and product out on the out to our massive listening audience. Or if you'd like to just toss us a bit of money to let us know that you love us and you're interested in hearing the show some more, you can do that too. Quick and easy and painless, and we'd love to have the support. But we're not asking you to get support. We're asking you to give support. And it doesn't matter anyway, because I didn't name the tab support tab. I named it sponsor the show. And actually, I don't think we mentioned it. Did we mention it on the show that the website had a complete redesign?
I believe we did a few weeks
ago. I think we did, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it did. It's true.
And it's awesome.
Thank you. I think it looks great. I kind of tried to model it a little bit after the the simple Apple kind of doo-dee-doo, along with the Instagram header that looks nice.
That's
so anyway,
when we did the change.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually that week we did it. So there's that. Head on over to tinyshutter.com. Obviously, you'll be able to get the links and information from today's show, but you will also be able to sponsor a show and let us know that you love the show. All right, and today's post pick of the week comes to us from Matt Hoffman.
Yay! So I don't know if you guys remember, last week we did an interview with the Oloclip guy. You guys remember that?
I do remember that.
Okay.
No recollection whatsoever.
Yes.
So
actually, I had his name on a notepad here because you obviously were stumbling, but I just killed a spider with it and threw it away.
That's okay.
The Oloclip guy is now responsible for a death.
That's true. It's a lot to carry.
His name is Patrick.
Patrick, that's right. So I was browsing through our Tiny Shutter hashtag on Instagram. We have a little over 3,600 photos with that hashtag right now, which is pretty sweet.
Awesome.
And I came across a photo from a Londoner named Tom Carman. Yes, we have an international reach.
Is that what they call them?
Sure.
Londoners?
I have no idea.
I think James Bond is from over there, too.
He is. That's part of the reason I picked this photo. In any case, the tiny little thumbnail really caught my eye. There was just something about it. It was very like monotone, but it had this kind of graphic appeal to it. So I clicked on it, and what it is, it's an Oloclip macro shot of Frost, and it is super cool. You could see each individual crystal of ice in this photo. And I'll hold it up here, but I don't know if the webcam is going to do this any justice. I'm sure it's not. But
Oh, hold it back.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that is good, actually.
So definitely check
it
out.
Wow, that's super awesome.
What was he photographing? I know it's frost, but what was it like, where was the frost on?
Really doesn't say. Not really much of a story. I know we kind of keep asking people to include a story, but
Darn, that is nice. That is super cool. It's like a little, it's like a downward shot of a city that somebody Like, oh, it's very.
It looks
cool.
Like someplace Superman would stay.
Yes. Yes, remember in the original Superman where he goes to that city that has all the crystals and he pulls the one crystal out and sticks it into the other crystal in that console?
Yeah, it's the Fortress of Solitude, dude.
That's where this is.
That is where it is. That's actually what London looks like from the air.
You know what? I'll buy it.
So I have to say one thing about this photo is that I wasn't really like the Olo clip is super cool, but I just didn't really think it was like my thing. I freaking want an Olo clip now. I want to take pictures like that.
I'll give you. I keep meaning to send you the one I have, but I'll send that over to you.
You better not send it to him before I get the Gizmon case.
Okay, that fair enough.
Because he's already had the Olo clip in his hands.
So I'll just buy my own Olo clip then.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, this is a great segue. Let's now, on the fly, brainstorm of a way that one of our listeners can win that Olo clip that Patrick O'Neill talked about last week.
Okay.
On the fly. Let's go. Brainstorm. What do we got?
We need people to send in their photos to the Facebook group, because that's probably the best way to track it. And we need a kind of a theme. What could they photograph?
I say we do Instagram or Facebook, either one. But if you're doing Instagram, we need to think of Tiny Shutter, hashtag Tiny Shutter Olo clip. How's that?
How about the picture has to be like a wide angle or macro perspective, but improvised. It like you got to use something to improvise that perspective.
Scavenger hunt.
Oh. I like Matt's idea. So you have to use some kind of other trick to get the wide angle because you don't have the Olo clip and you're kind of showing that you have a need for the Olo clip because you're using a water drop maybe for macro or a panorama feature for the wide angle. And
yeah, like you photographed a reflection on a spoon to simulate fisheye.
Ah. I like it.
Or
I
take
like
a photo of a fish's eye.
Ooh, that's
that'll work as well.
Sure,
guys. You know what?
This is it. I like it.
I think we to make this work since it's going to be what is it going to be? They have to do multiple photos.
No.
Or just one photo.
Just one photo.
Okay.
And right. I mean, we're going to be really loose here, but I mean, loose as in. I'm not gonna say.
Like, should I take my ring off for this?
I'm not gonna say, hey, you know, yours doesn't fit into the category, but you know, you keep the spirit of the category, and I think this is a great idea. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
So let's think of a hashtag. How about hashtag TS Olo clip? That way, it's not too long and dramatic.
TS Olo clip. Sure.
What do you think? So hashtag TSOOL. Oh, no, not two O's. OLLOCLIP. Hashtag TSOLOCLIP. And, or you can also post it to our Facebook page, but you're still going to need to put that hashtag in the description. Patrick mentioned that he would let you.
Oh, add Twitter to that because we have.
Oh, that's right. Twitter. And you can use hashtags on Twitter, so.
There you go.
But Patrick mentioned that he would give the listeners a choice of colors or whatever, right?
Right.
I think that the 5 version was thrown in too, right?
Yes. If they have any available. If they don't have any available, you might have to wait a little bit.
Right.
But
so
they're going to handle the distribution.
So he has offered up one of those for us to give away, and this is the contest. You have to submit either to Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook with hashtag TSOLOCLIP, and the theme is give either a improvised version of a wide angle, a fisheye, or a macro that you obviously didn't use the Olo clip for. You used some other kind of improvised MacGyver type of technique.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. I like it.
And I want a story on what the people did.
Absolutely.
To it.
We have to know. I agree. Yep. I agree. All right, so let's. I'm gonna go over to my trusty dusty calendar here.
Here's something else. Should we have them? I'm just making it complicated. Never mind.
Good.
Erase that.
Less complicated is better, I think. All right, so I am in the calendar right now, and we are going to do another show next Tuesday. You know what? Next Tuesday is the 11th. Why don't we do one last show on the 18th? So we'll Sounds do two cool. weeks, and then we'll take, obviously, Christmas is the 25th, and New Year's is the 1st, so we'll take those 2 weeks off, the 25th and the 1st. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Right, I'll miss you guys.
We'll come back for the 11th and the 18th. We will try our best to blast this contest out to everybody we can, and what do you
think? Details will be on the website.
Yeah. What do you think? Should we do it for the after the new year, and that'll give people 4 weeks to put it together? Or should
Absolutely.
We... Okay, good. So let's go with a deadline of the 8th. January 8th will be our first episode back, and you have until airtime on January 8th to submit your submissions.
No, September 7th.
September 7th.
September 7th. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Just take your time, folks.
Can you tell somebody's not been sleeping much lately?
Wow. No rush on this.
Yeah, no rush. You just take your time.
Toddler and a newborn will do that to you.
January 7th. Why?
January 7th. Because I don't want some last-minute Russian to come in and... not Russian, but... a rush.
I was like, "Well, dude, I am not even touching that."
I don't know for what, your video audience. Let me.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Insert foot into mouth.
Okay, so the 7th, and then we'll. But we're not going to sit there and judge for that one night, right?
Well, we'll be.
Well, I say the 8th is the deadline, and then we take the following week to figure it out, and then the next week we will announce the winner.
Perfect.
So 8th is your deadline, 15th is the announcement.
And keep an eye on the website because that's where our official rules will be. So if there's any changes,
do we need a lawyer for that?
No, but
okay.
We have the final say of who wins.
Keith Tharp, DDS. Oh, that's dentist. Never mind. All right. Yeah,
this can be a lawyer.
Yeah, it could happen. All right. So, cool. We've gotten the post pick of the week out of the way, and we are now moving on to our focus points for the week.
Sweet. Want me to go first?
I'm going to go look in the focus group, see if anybody's there real quick.
Hey, can I start real quick with focus points?
No. No.
No.
Listen, you said you didn't have one.
No, I don't have one, but I have something to say about my last week's focus point.
Oh, go on.
All right, so it's not really a retraction, but I sort of recommended a product that probably is not going to work for a majority of our audience.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so last week I told everybody about the Magellan Tough Case. That's a case that'll hold a charge and enhance GPS capabilities of your iPhone. Well, it only works with the 3G and 3GS. Those are the two models that will fit in the case. Now, I have this case, and it works with my 4, but it's not specifically made for the 4. So if you're comfortable with that, then it's a pretty cool case. If you're not comfortable with that, then, I don't know, get something else.
There you go.
Wait a minute. What? So is it still waterproof and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yes. If we had a lot of time, I'd tell you a whole story
about
my phone.
Can you show it to me in the camera?
I don't have it handy. I don't actually have no... Oh, I know where it is. It's in a bag of kayaking gear somewhere in my shed.
Oh, so it's not around your phone right now.
It is not, no.
All right. All righty.
Yeah. But it'll still work. It'll still protect it.
Yeah, I dropped my phone into the ocean last year, and it was in the ocean for about an hour before I was able to dive down and get it, and it kept the phone perfectly dry.
With this case?
The case that I'm talking about, yes.
Wow, I didn't know you had it for a whole year.
And this was with your iPhone 4?
Yep, the iPhone 4.
Nice.
So better and more durable than the LifeProof case?
They have similar standards of waterproofness.
Okay. Which one's cheaper?
The LifeProof.
Oh, but this one functions as a GPS booster, right?
Yeah, and
battery pack.
And it's kind of like a battery pack, too.
Okay, so you're actually getting more bang for your buck.
Yes, but it's bulky.
Every time I heard that.
It's like a brick, though. The thing turns your phone into a brick.
Oh, you can so get you that. With, you could get that with the Will I Am.
That's true.
But you're talking about bricking your phone for that.
Now, I wasn't just right there. I wasn't picking my nose. I was scratching it.
Like Seinfeld.
I got a feeling that this phone is going to suck with this case.
All right. Moving on. Facebook. It has nothing to do with Facebook. Mark, this thing's dragging on. Let's get your focus point and get ourselves out of here.
You got it. My focus point for this week is an app called KitCam. I was not going to recommend this at first because I kind of had a sour taste of it. But then I realized that you're not supposed to eat it, so I decided to take some pictures with it.
How did I know you were going there?
I'm Polish. Anyway, KitCam, I'd like to best describe this as an app that, imagine Camera Plus and Hipstamatic had a love child. You got this app. It's a combination of your standard kind of lens film filters mixed in with a lot of, I guess, manual controls for the phone side. It has your standard photography, your video, the stabilizing stuff. The interesting thing is that it has multi-exposure, and basically you have kind of like what Hipstamatic has, the two exposures. This is kind of the same thing where you take multiple photos, but you can add up to 6 exposures for one photograph, which is kind of cool. And then you have controls for time-lapse photography. It works really very fast. It it has the shutter button as the oh my god, come on. Stupid monocle. All right, you got to say something so the people can see it. Matt, you got to talk.
He's got his stupid cough button on.
I keep forgetting about that. I really should stop with that crap. This is pretty sweet. This is a look I can get into.
You're going to have like a Planner's Peanut ad going in a second.
Probably.
Oh, there you go. There's a top ad.
That's about the best I could find. All right, I'll stop. Sorry. That was rude of me.
Ah, that's all right. I was probably droning on and on, so a little bit of distraction was nice. There is one thing I do not like about this app, though, and I don't know if this is the fault of the app or the limitation. Oh, god damn it. Come on, Keith.
Sorry.
A creepy clown, of all things.
How do I get rid of it?
Well, you're stuck with it. It's like herpes. You can't get rid of it. That's supposed to be Bozo the Clown, I think.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a train wreck out of the show. I don't know how to shut it off, though, to be honest with you.
It's down at the bottom. It says
remove all effects. Okay, got it. Sorry.
The one thing that attracted me to this app is the EV settings. You could go down 2 stops, up 2 stops, and I was really, really thrilled about that, but it doesn't work that well. Like, I had in mind to do some great HDR photography with this, be able to take different exposures and kind of blend them together using another app. But the problem with this is that when you set your EV settings low, it will make the photo darker. But in a lot of instances, your overexposed areas will remain overexposed. It doesn't lower that, and
that might be a function of the lack of dynamic range of the phone.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know if it's...
Is there a price tag on this?
$1.99.
Stretching it there, buddy.
Stretching it, but, I mean, you got to think. Hipstamatic is also $1.99, and you can get all the functions of different lenses, different films with Hipstamatic for $1.99, plus a whole ton of in-app purchases.
It's true.
So you're getting this plus all the functions of essentially Camera Plus. The other negative I have is that there are some in-app purchases for more film and more lenses, and they're all $1.99 a piece. It's totally overboard, but highly unnecessary.
Let's so wrap it up.
You can totally ignore that. But anyway, I like it. It's growing on me. I've been using it quite a bit. The quality of the photos are great. Still working on the EV settings, but I mean,
there's a couple of photography apps that have that little bit of an EV bump that you can use. One of them that we tested out a while back was Hueless had it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, can I move into mine?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, sorry for going long on that.
That's okay. I'm here to cut you short. So I'm gonna talk about a...
You may app. Cut me short, and I promise I won't interrupt.
I'm gonna talk about an app called Elastacam, and if you're not familiar with the app, it is a purchase app, and I don't know the price. Can you guys look it up real quick while I'm talking? Elastacam is, if you're familiar with Photoshop at all, if you have used some of the extracurricular tools in Photoshop, Elastacam is very, very, very similar to the Liquify filter in Photoshop. So what it allows you to do is the push feature, the bloat feature, the shrink feature, and... the twist features too, which I never use in Photoshop, but it's very useful. I mean, for guys like me who've got a little extra poundage around the belly, and you're doing a selfie and you want to make yourself look a little skinnier, you can kind of push in the fat. and it actually works really well. And then after you're done with that, you can make your shoulders look bigger, and you can pump up your chest quite a bit, and then make your thighs like really large. It's good.
I just hire Stuntable.
But it's a fun app. It's really, really functional. It's my only problem with it is a very similar problem to a lot of very similar apps. For instance, Blender or Juxtapose, any of these kinds of apps that require you to use the two finger pinch and zoom method, but you also have to use that to move around the image. Like if I zoom in, I then have to use two fingers as well to move around. And if you don't get that just right, you're using your paintbrush, and that's pretty frustrating when you've spent a lot of time on the creation, and then you accidentally use one finger instead of two to move. It screws up your whole creation, because it doesn't have a backup button. It doesn't have an undo feature. You can't undo just that one screw up. So that's my only one issue with it. But other than that, it's really useful. I had some fun with it. And if you want a little bit more of a walkthrough on it, you can head over to theappwhisperer.com, mobile shorts, tiny shutter advantage. I did a video on it over there last week. And this week I hit... this week I hit Stillshot. Stillshot is the app that you can pull a still out of your video if you're so inclined. So anyway, Elastacam, really cool app. And did you pick up a price on that for me, Mark?
$1.99,
and it is worth it.
Cool.
So I think we've murdered this show enough, and we can call it quits. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
All right. So, guys, next week we are going to be back, and Mark and Matt will be prepared with some sort of holiday tidbit. Actually, we're going to do two more shows before we break for the holiday, right?
Yep.
So correct. We'll do two shows of holiday goodness, and And make sure you tune back in. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/tinyshutter. You can also head over to tinyshutter.com, where you can get links and information from today's show, as well as hitting the contact page there if you want to send something along. Or you can also hit the
Twitter
sponsor a show page over on tinyshutter.com, and there is also twitter.com/tinyshutter, where you can tweet away, and hashtag tinyshutter works there, as well as over on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Very
cool. Where are they gonna find you, Mark?
You can find me on twitter.com/mostlymarcus.
And you can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at mhoffmanphoto.
And I'm at Keith_Tharp at Instagram. And have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, guys. See you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom.
Yay.
Okay, I'll be back.
All right. Actually, I'm disconnecting everything so that we can get ready for Lens Wipe. So
have fun, guys.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. See you, Mark.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.